Well, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. I just want to share something with you quickly this morning. January 1, 2022. Because in 1980, and I loved the 80s, and I still do, in 1980, revenue from the sale of video games in North America totaled about $2 billion. But I just read this, according to Forbes and Business Insider and Market Watch and others, worldwide in 2021, the video games industry is expected to report that it generated over $180 billion. And they're expecting even more in 2022. Now, I don't play video games anymore, but I did in the 1980s. Pac-Man, Pole Position, Space Invaders, Galaga. And there was a video game at a nearby Pizza Hut where I grew up called Donkey Kong. Anyone remember that? And in Donkey Kong, the version that I played, which would be version 1, the main character is Mario, not Super Mario. He wasn't Super yet. That would come later. He was just Mario when I played. And when you play Donkey Kong, you would control Mario, and your goal is to get the girl and to power up to the next level of life. And do so while avoiding falling barrels and fire and ladders with broken rungs and other obstacles that put your life at risk. Now, hang with me, because it's January 1, 2022, and I want to talk to you about powering up to the next level in 2022. And I don't mean powering over or bullying up or complaining up or arguing up. I mean power up like Paul meant it when he writes this in Ephesians chapter 1. Quote, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you might know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you might know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power, Paul goes on, is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. Now, Paul says something similar in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 10, quote, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. And at this point, if we were in some old-fashioned church, you'd probably hear a lot of amens coming from a few folks in the pews. Until I read on verse 12, where Paul says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things, and so I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. And then Paul concludes, and let all who are spiritually mature agree with these things. Agree that God wants to infuse us with his power, but that there will be some obstacles, maybe even some suffering along the way. It reminds me of the story in Numbers chapter 13. The nation of Israel is on the edge of the promised land, Canaan, the land that God promised his people for generations. And they are now about to take the land of promise, about to get the land and power up to the next level. And in Numbers 13, Moses sends them out to explore Canaan. And the spies he sends out come back carrying with them grapes and pomegranates and figs. And they tell the people, verse 27, "We went into the land which God had promised, and it does flow with milk and honey. And here is the fruit. But," verse 28, "but the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large, and the land we explored devours those living in it, and all the people we saw there are of great size, and we can't attack these people. They're stronger than we are, and we saw the Nephilim there, and we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." And you can read the whole story later, TNC, but here's what the writer of Numbers wants us to understand. They saw the land of promise, the future God had in store for them. Better land, better soil, better life, bigger grapes, power up. But they also recognized that there would be some obstacles to entering the land of promise, and it turns out they were more fearful of the battle than faith-filled about the one they were following into the land. And so they end up missing the blessing. And I hope you see it. The Israelites and the church at Ephesus and the church at Philippi and you and me, we have some things in common. First, we have a whole lot more power than we realize. But second, we won't experience it unless we are willing to press on. Or in the words of Dallas Willard, the late great professor and spiritual writer, we will have to put God's words into action and find them to be true. Because you know, TNC, I see so many people who want the blessing, but they want it without the pressing on, without the putting God's words into practice, without the struggle. And so they pray things like this: "God, give me a body like that athlete's. And may the landscape of my 2022 be filled with good health." To which God says, "I'll do it. And the land of promise is just around the corner at a thing called the greenway, the sidewalk, the gym, or that friend who will share the walk with you. God, give me finances like my neighbors." And God says, "Okay, the land of promise is just around the corner at a place called cut up my credit cards, stop eating out so much, and show up for work with a better attitude. God, give me a great marriage like George and Diane's. But don't make me have to spend as much time serving my spouse as George spends serving Diane, and vice versa." And God says, "No, I'll help you, but you will have to prioritize servanthood." And I'm just saying, TNC, on this first day of 2022, I want to just remind you that God's will is your flourishing. God wants to give you the power to take better land in 2022. But the taking of the promised land will require some preparation and organization, some rearranging, and some pressing on. And I hope that's what you will begin doing today. And I hope that it's what we can do together as a church family in 2022, because along the way this year, you and I will face some struggles, some fire, some pain, some brokenness, some broken rungs on our ladder, some enemies throwing barrels at our life, but they do not have to defeat us, and we can take heart, for there is one who has overcome the world and offers us his divine power. So let me pray with you at the start of 2022. To the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, give us a spirit of wisdom and hope. May the eyes of our hearts be enlightened today in order that we might know the hope to which you have called us and the riches of our glorious inheritance with you and in you. And may we know the incomparably great power that is available to us, the same power exerted when you raised Christ from the dead, seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but in the age to come. God, we devote this day, this year, to you, to pressing on toward the high calling that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Love you all. Happy New Year. See you soon.